This Football Friday report is powered by the new Minnesota Lottery Viking Scratch Game. This could be your year because you've got a chance at $100,000 and great second chance prizes. So say, I'm in. Minnesota Lottery. Must be 18 or older to play.
The Vikings are off this week. They'll host Philadelphia a week from Sunday. We'll talk more football in a moment, but first let's hit the ice. The Wild beat the Blues in the regular season opener for both clubs last night in St. Louis. The final 5-0, Ryan Hartman scored twice.
Biggest, obviously, goal tonight was get off to a good start and play with the lead and come out with 2 points. Played really good. I think there's some things offensively we could have held the puck a little more in the O-zone. I mean, there were breakdowns. Guys recovered and Gus, played great. So good team win.
Joel Eriksson Ek, Marco Rossi, and Matt Boldy all scored as well. Philip Gustafson pitched the shutout. College hockey, the Gopher men lost to Boston College last night in Minneapolis 3-1. Minnesota head coach Bob Motzko says they have to be patient with their young players.
The biggest thing that we have to avoid right now as a coaching staff is have any frustration set in and put doubt in their head, because we see what they're doing in practice. We know what we're capable of doing, so it's going to take us a little bit to get there.
The Gopher women's soccer team beat USC in St. Paul last night 2-1. Now on to more football. The Gophers host Purdue tomorrow night. It's part of homecoming. Minnesota defensive tackle Devin Eastern of Shakopee says they have to focus on small things after last week's loss at top-ranked Ohio State.
Everybody got to do their job, but we got to do it better. It starts with practice. We had a good practice today, went out there and got after it, especially after last week. So, attention to detail and getting better at the things we need to get better at.
Tomorrow's kickoff is 6:30. And the Wolves lost in overtime last night in New York in a preseason game. The Knicks rallied to beat Minnesota 195. Forward Julius Randle had 16 points. He's a former Knick and says it was fun being back at Madison Square Garden.
Man, I love it. Yeah, it's always fun. It's always a lot of energy. Play here for so long, too. So, I got a history with, the arena and the people here. So, it's always fun.
This is MNN Sports.